Did y'all feel that groove going on in? Because I felt it and we ready. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Friday, y'all. It's Fun Friday on Let's Talk. I'm your host, Eric Jackson, and we are hyped tonight because Friday is Friday and we're going to have us some fun up in here. So if you're not ready, hey, you need to get ready, y'all. You need to get ready because we're about to get busy tonight. I got a great show for you. So if you're ready to laugh, you're going to get that drink, y'all. Hey, here's the drink of the night. I'm going to tell you what the drink of the night is. And the drink of the night is Thunderbird. That's right, with the blue label. The American Classic. That was his call, y'all. That's the drink of the night for you old school ballers out there. It's Thunderbird with the Blue Label. That's right, I said the Blue Label. Are you ready? I can feel it coming in the air tonight. Oh, Lord. Boy, I can feel it in the air tonight. Man, we're about to have some fun. Welcome to Let's Talk and Fun Friday. I'm your host, Derek Jackson, and we're ready to have us a ball up in here. So you know what? Just sit back, relax, and if you want to laugh a little bit, if you want to add to the fun, that's no problem. You can do that, too. Just give me a call at 347-838-8622. Email me, ericletstalk@gmail.com, or you can join my chat room. Just go to your local social media provider, log in, and join our chat room. We can conversate in there as well, because tonight is Fun Friday, y'all. It's Fun Friday. You done worked hard all week. That's right. You done dealt with that raggedy-ass boss of yours all week and them stink breath fellow employees of yours. You're home now. You're home now. You're ready to do what you need to do, and we're going to help you get that weekend. It's a four-day weekend, three-day weekend for some of y'all. You know what? And that's the best part about it. It's a three-day weekend for some of y'all. So we're going to help y'all get it started off straight. You hear me? Because we're going to giggle. We're going to laugh. We ain't doing no crying up in here. Now, I'm going to just tell you straight up. Ain't no crying going on. So, you know what I'm saying? If you sensitive about anything, this is not the show to listen to tonight. Because I don't care. Everything is open. Everything is game. Okay? All right. Because you know what? This train is getting ready to roll out, y'all. So you ready? Are you at the station? Are you on board this train? Huh? Y'all on board the train? I hope you are. Because you know what? Let's get it started. First thing going. Let's talk about these old dang on prostitutes, y'all. Hey, look. Let me tell you. You know, there's something going on with these prostitutes out here, y'all. I'm not going to lie to you. I guess the prostitute union got together and decided something is going to happen. They are about to raise it. You know, I think they done raised the prices, y'all. I think them prostitutes done raised the prices for their services, y'all, because, you know, it's a lot of stuff about prostitutes in the mail and in the news. It is. All right. And that's what our first story is going to be about. What? Dumb prostitutes. You know, it's crazy, though. It's crazy. You know, you paying for pussy. Yeah, that's right. I said it. Damn it. This is a grown show, folk, tonight. So if you got a problem with that, oh, well. Your breath probably stank, too. Woo! All right, y'all. Here we go. The police in Southeast Michigan say a man called to complain that a woman he had agreed to pay for sex unexpectedly increased the price. What's going on with that, y'all? Did the prostitute union get together and say, hey, we need to raise prices, you know? Huh? Is that what they said? They need to pay more money. They need to pay us some more money. Did the union get together and say, oh, they got to do something? They riding us all now. Half of them, they ain't riding for 2-3 seconds. But they need to pay us some more money. Is that what they saying? Damn hoes. I'm saying. So he went to, he ate one thing with her, and when he got there, he paid her. Then know what he told her? You owe me some more money, buddy. You know what I think? I think she saw his wiener. I think she saw his wiener. And you know what the bad part about that was, y'all? He was at his house. You know, that's even worse. You at your house and you stood to get taken for more money. So he wanted to call the police and report a robbery. What? He wanted to call and report a robbery. How the hell are you going to report a robbery when you paying for some pussy? What the hell is going on with that? And you know what's so bad about it? He was 45. You know how old she was? 19. He met her online, y'all, and online they agreed to the price. But the man said once he paid her, She upped the price. You know what that telling me? She saw what he had in his pants, and she wasn't happy. So you got to pay me a little bit more, buddy. Oh, Lord. You know, that's embarrassing. That really is. You got a prostitute, guy. A prostitute. And she saw what you had in your pants. I already knew it was going to be extra work. So, you know what she did? She decided to charge you more money. That's right, y'all. The prostitute union has gotten together, and there is a price increase. So all y'all out there wanting to partake in them night walkers, you know what? Go right ahead. Partake in them night walkers. It's going to cost you extra now. That's right. It's more than $50, I guess. Boy, I tell you, ain't that something? That's something. Wow. But that's not the only prostitute story on Friday tonight. I'm going to tell you straight up. Check this out. There was another prostitute in John. You know where that was at? In Killeen, Texas. That's right. Killeen, Texas. That's where it was. Now, check this out. This guy was chasing this prostitute down the street. He was throwing rocks at her. He was throwing cups at her. Anything he get his hand on, he was throwing at her. Now, this was a skinny-ass prostitute. I mean, she was so skinny, hell, you barely saw her. Now, here's the story behind that one there. Now, he says he gave her $50. Right? But instead of fulfilling her services, she took off with the man's money. So the man running down the street chasing her. Now, both of them running like molasses, man. You know, they all slow because they high as hell. So, you know, they on them trees, you know, plus some other things. So they running down the road, right? So I guess eventually they get tired. So what they do when they get tired, they decide they're going to call the police. What kind of sense does that make? Does that make any sense to you? They calling the police. Now, both of them tired. She got his money, so she say she don't know this man. So they call the police. The police arrive. And here's the funny part, y'all. Four cops of police. Four. For a prostitute and a John. And they got the nerve to call the police. What the hell is going on? Huh? What's going on with that? Huh? So they trying to explain the story to the police, and the police looking at them. Now, number one, it's four cars of police. So that tell you how much the crime is going on in Killeen, Texas. Not much, right? You got four cars of police coming in for a prostitute and her John. And they run inside a pawn shop. Boy, I mean, that makes a collection, don't it? Hey, look, check this out, though. The bottom line is, what you think happened to those people? What you think happened to them? I'm going to tell you what happened to them. Their ass got taken to jail. Why would you call the police? One, you selling pussy. Number two, you buying pussy. Why are you calling the police? That's right. I said that word. It's Friday. If you got a problem with it, oh, well, it's my show. I can feel it coming in the air tonight. Oh, Lord. That's right. Boy, I tell you, it's fun Friday. You ready? If you're on the train, you're ready for this. You're ready for this. Now, you know what, though? They smoking them trees, y'all. I'm going to tell you straight up, they smoking them trees. And they smoking more than them trees. They smoking some, look, they smoking some of that concrete, too. Y'all know what that concrete is? Huh? Y'all know what them concrete, I'm not going to tell you what the concrete is, because Clint Eastwood was on some of that concrete last night, plus the trees. Y'all didn't think I was going to let old Clint get away, huh? Y'all didn't think that, did you? What the hell was going on with Clint Eastwood last night, y'all? Did his Alzheimer's kick in? Too many horse rides or something? Did y'all see him? He was trying to talk to an empty chair. An empty chair, y'all. But you know what the problem with that is? He forgot what the hell he was talking about. He forgot what he was talking about. Ain't that crazy? He's standing up there. Look, he felt so silly, he had to laugh at himself because he was just looking dumb. And you know what? The Republican Party was looking dumb right along. Why you want to put Clint Eastwood up there? You know he old as hell. He done did all these cowboy movies. And I love Clint Eastwood cowboy movies. But to have him up there speaking for you, boy, that speaks, that says a lot about who endorses you. What the hell he want to sit there and talk? You know, the dumbest thing was, number one, he walked in and he looked lost, right? Then to top it off, he started talking to empty chair. They should have scripted it for him because I think Clint was smoking that concrete and the trees mixed together. Y'all know what I'm talking about. When I say that concrete, y'all know exactly what I'm talking about. If it break concrete up, what that turn into? Think about it. Think about it. You know what? But that's what he was doing. That's right. And that's why he was up there telling them those crazy-ass jokes. And they really wasn't jokes. You had to look at, look, half the people out there in the audience was trying to figure out what the hell he was talking about, too. Clint, stay to the, man, look, Clint, stay where you are, man. Stay on the movie lot. Do not come and speak for nobody else because you know what? You got Alzheimer's, guy. You can't remember nothing. I think he forgot he was even up the way he was for a moment because he kind of looked around like, where the hell am I at? He was looking for that horse to come up in that music. Dun, 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 dun. But you know what? It didn't help him. God dang on Clint Eastwood. You know what? He came out better with that hat on, his guns. He probably would have came out better if he would have rode out on that dang on horse. You know what I mean? But for him to walk out like that, looking lost, oh, man, Clint, come on now. Come on, Clint. Just stay in the movies, okay? Don't come out there and speak for nobody else. Well, I'm glad you spoke for Romney. I really am. Speaking of Romney, hey, man, did y'all see his wife Monday night? Huh? Did y'all really see his wife Monday night? I don't think y'all did. Because check this out. When she was up there giving her speech, man, that girl, she looked hot. You hear me? She hot a lot. Because I was like, oh, damn. Oh, girl looked pretty good. Right? Right? But guess what happened when she sat down in that little box and the cameras hit her then? I don't know what happened. She must have went back there and they took all that makeup off of her. Because when she sat down, she was in that box, man, she looked older than Barbara Bush. And y'all know Barbara was looking kind of old. And you know what? Every time they showed her, you know, I guess they never caught a good side because there was always some meat hanging here, a wrinkle here. And even, I don't know why they made her take her lipstick off. Because she did, her lips look like, I'm just saying, y'all, don't hold it against me. It's Fun Friday. If you don't have a sense of humor, oh, well. You know, because you got to have a sense of humor up in here. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Because this mothership is getting ready, y'all. This mothership is running with this train. Y'all know what the mothership is, right? Hey, the drink on the mothership tonight is the Thunderbird, y'all, with the blue label, the American Classic. That's right. Now, you may be drinking something else. That's fine. That's fine. I'm happy for you. But in about 40 minutes, y'all, we're going to toast to the mothership. That's right. We're going to get our mothership music going, and we're going to toast to the mothership and the ride that we're about to take. So if you're not ready, you got 40 minutes to get there. That's right, 40 minutes to get there, because we're going to do the damn thing. Are you ready? You know why? Because I can feel it coming in the air tonight. That's right. It's in the air, y'all. Oh, Lord. Now, for all y'all out there with that bad breath, before you get to letting it come in the air tonight, please go and get a mint. Brush your teeth. Swallow some mouthwash. Do something. Because we ain't trying to smell your badass breath tonight. And for your stank booty little girls out there and your stank booty people that ain't washed your booty in about 2 weeks, we ain't trying to smell that either. So go in the bathroom and put a towel and some soap on it or something, y'all, because y'all stink. Speaking of stank booties, check this out, y'all. Have you ever been somewhere in public? Are y'all ready for this? Have you ever been in somewhere public and your booty crack begin to itch? And you know what I mean by itch. Your booty crack get to itching, and you standing in line like in Walmart somewhere, or public or dressing store, and your booty crack get to itching. Now, you standing in line, and you know it's beginning to bother you, right? So you begin to move a little bit, you know, try and scrunch your butt cheeks together to scratch it. Because you got people, you're looking behind you, see if you got somebody standing behind you, because you want to put your hand by that ass and scratch it, but you know better, because if you scratch it, you know what you're going to get, right? That skid mark in your underwear. Because that's why your butt's itching, because you ain't wiped your butt good enough, right? So you stand in line trying not to scratch, because you want to take your underwear off later and see that skid mark in your underwear, but you trying to maneuver your booty just fine. That's right. It ain't like you a kid no more, where you going to find the nearest thing and just scratch your booty up and down on it, right? I'm just saying, and don't y'all let sit out there and act like y'all have never done that before. You right, because some of y'all, I'm going to tell you how slick some of y'all are. Y'all run to the bathroom, drop your underwear, get a piece of toilet paper, and wipe your booty. And wipe your booty. And then when you see the piece of toilet paper with that old stuff on it, you just... You'd be shocked. Why you shocked? You know you ain't washed your booty right the first time. So why you shocked now that it's itching and you got to go somewhere and wipe it? Hmm? Why? It's better to get it on that paper than in your underwear, right? And I'm going to tell you how trifling some of y'all are. Some of y'all will do that. Then go over to your man house. Try and have sex with him. When he pull off. Now, let's be honest with y'all. Ladies, let me tell you something, okay? When that man pull your drawers off, don't think he ain't looking in the seat of them panties, all right? Let's be real about that. Because he looking. Because he want to know. Now, he may not say something, but if you got a skid mark in there, trust me, he's marking that down. So when y'all put on them panties that y'all done bled in a little bit, or y'all done had them little skid marks in a little bit, because see, y'all be talking about the men and they skid marks. You know what I mean? So most men that got smart, now that's why they wear dark briefs and boxers. The skid marks don't show as easily. But see, y'all still want to wear them cotton white underwear. Go right ahead. So when we pull them off of you, we looking. I'm telling you straight up, we looking. So if you don't wipe your butt right, or you ain't got that pad or that tampon or whatever to plug that hole right, yes, it's going to tell on you. I know. Y'all going to say it. Man, you wrong for that. You wrong. I'm not wrong. Just telling you the way it is. Woo! I'm just telling you the way it is. And I mean, don't get upset about it. Be glad that somebody is what? Letting you know what's going on. Be glad. You know, that's like you walking around with bad breath. You know what I mean? Don't walk around with bad breath. If somebody offer you a mint or a piece of gum, please take it. It's a reason why they're offering. They're not just being courteous. Trust me. Especially if this person is not known for what? Chewing gum or having peppermints in their mouth. I'm just telling you like it is. So if by chance they offer it to you, please take it. That means your breath is humming and is about to kill some mockingbirds out there. I'm just saying, y'all. Don't get mad at me, okay? It's Fun Friday. This is what we do on Fun Friday. This is what we do. I told you before, nothing is off limits. I'm talking about it all, and we going to laugh about it. That's right. You know? And check this out, man. Have you ever seen one of them Pinecastle buses parking over there at the Rehoboth River? And some of y'all know what the Rehoboth River is. The dock. Now, the bus is already jacked up in the back, but yet it's bouncing up and down. Huh? And the only thing you hear coming out of the bus, yeah. Oh, boy. You know what that's going to You know what's going on back in there? Huh? I'm going to tell you what's going on back in there. One of them people back in there, they ain't got a hold of one of them bus monitors. And I turned her on, and he or she is working it out. You hear me? You hear me? He working it out. Now, he may be drooling, or she may be drooling, but they working it out. Hell, they may be drooling on each other, but they working it out. Now, if you ain't figured this out, if you ain't figured out what I'm talking about yet, it's okay. Just give it a moment, and you'll figure it out. That's right. Who ride the Pound Council bus, y'all? For Jacksonville, Florida, who ride the Pinecastle bus? Huh? So, you know who I'm talking about, right? And they on the back of that bus getting it on. Getting it on. I'm just saying, y'all. I'm just saying. Hey, you know what, though? Check this out, y'all. You know, I thought about it. I went back and listened to a couple of shows. And, you know, I kind of been hard on the ladies lately. And, ladies, I do apologize for that in a certain extent. But some of y'all asses are just raggedy. I'm going to tell it like it is. It's not that I pick y'all personally to talk about you. But y'all just raggedy. Some of y'all just wear some raggedy stuff. And I just got to talk about you. But, ladies, I got a question for you tonight. I got a question. Check this out, ladies. Now, who wants to call me this time of night? Why they bother me, y'all? I'm telling my jokes. Leave me alone. Okay. But check this out, y'all. Check this out. Now, ladies, you're on a date. He done wined and dined you, done took you dancing, and oh my, y'all having a good time. You hear me? Now, I mean, he even got one of them old... them Teddy Pendergrass voices, you hear me? So he done sung to you, and he got you all nice and juicy. He got you nice and juicy, so you like, oh yeah, I'm finna go home and work this thing. That's right, it's for grown folks. Y'all know what work that thing is, right? So you get home. And yet, you can't get in the dough because you're grinding on each other. And, you know, you done got all moist, nipples hard. You know, he about to, you don't know what the hell he about to do, right? So, y'all don't even make it to the bedroom. Y'all in the living room because you got that soft carpet. So, you ain't got to worry about no carpet burn. Y'all know what that carpet burn is, right? I know some of you do. Oh, but anyway, so y'all don't even make it to the bedroom. Y'all in the living room, and you just can't make it, right? So now, for some reason, you get to taking your clothes off, and you're just rubbing on each other. It's feeling good. Hell yeah. It's feeling good to your girl. And then, you reach down there to see what you're dealing with. Oh, yeah. Oh, you're beginning to reach down. But every time you reach down, you move your hand. Now you get a little frustrated. You're like, oh, hell no. I'm about to see what I'm working with. You got me worked up, right? And then, you discover it's a prosthetic dick. What you gonna do now? Oh, man. You know what? I'm wrong for that one. I really am. But, ladies, what you going to do? What you going to do? Now, we know men. Men, we know, right? We putting our hand down to make sure that we with what we know we supposed to be with, right? We don't want to feel no lumps. We don't want to feel nothing doubled up, right? That's what, you don't want to feel any of that, right? So, ladies, when you reach down there, you want to feel the real thing, right? That's what you want to feel. But you feel something plastic. What do you do? Do you go ahead with it? Do you turn on the lights and say, I got to see this? Or you say, what the hell? Get the hell out of my house. What are you going to do, ladies? Woo! I don't know what y'all going to do. What y'all going to do, ladies, huh? What y'all going to do? Ooh. Wow. What y'all going to do? Lord have mercy. I'm just saying, ladies, don't get mad at me. Because you know what that, I mean, I know. It's just something I thought about. Because I've been on the ladies so hard lately, you know, I got to do something, you know, to help the ladies now. Oh, my goodness. You know what? Y'all crazy. You be on the mothership. Y'all need to leave them trees and concrete alone. That's what I'm calling it, trees and the concrete. That's right. Ooh. Y'all know what, though? It's okay. Tonight's show is brought to you by Thunderbird, the Blue Label, the American Classic. You're listening to Let's Talk. I'm your host, Derek Jackson. And tonight is Fun Friday. So if you ain't ready to laugh, too bad. Because I'm laughing anyway without you. Now, if you got a joke you want to tell, you want to make me laugh, that's no problem. Call me. Just call me, y'all. 347-838-8622. Email me, ericletstalk@gmail.com. Join me in my chat room through your local social media. Sign in. Join in. Guess, you see what I'm saying? Just get with me, because you know what? It's Fun Friday, and I'm about to clown. So, yes, I'm talking about the prostitutes, the John, the dumbass people out there. And speaking of dumbass people, what the hell is going on in Jacksonville, Florida? Now, you know what? I ain't even going to go there. Florida, period. I'm just not going to say Jacksonville. I'm going to say Florida, period. Huh? What is going on, Florida? Huh? Okay. Look, Florida, y'all get people in there from all over the place. Huh? There's a man from Pennsylvania. Huh? Ran naked through the streets. Through a town in Key West. Huh? Talking about he got global royalty. What the hell kind of royalty he got? But you know what? He forgot to tell the local police. Hey, and I'm telling you. So, Mr. Richard Gervasi, he thought he was on his world throne, right? The only problem was he forgot to tell the local police department. So, he decided he wanted to chase the police. That's no problem. You know what happened to him? They tased that butt. That's right. But you know what? They tased him one time. He wouldn't go down, which is unusual, right? So he put the taser thongs off of him. He put it off his skin, man, and got up. What'd that tell you? That tell you he was on some serious stuff, right? He was on them trees, that concrete, plus some sky. That's right. So you know what happened? They tased him again. And again. Oh, Lord have mercy. You know what, though? He went down in.
That's right.
And come to find out, man, you know what? Why he wouldn't go down? Because he had generous portions of alcohol and a helping of that sky. Okay. Now, let me break for the listeners that's not used to what I'm saying. The treat is them left-hand cigarettes, okay? The concrete is that white stuff, okay? And the sky, what else makes you float? It's not the alcohol, right? So when I say the sky, you know what I'm talking about, right? That's right. So he had the alcohol and the sky in him. We ain't talking about no trees or no concrete. You know what I'm saying? That's bad. Have y'all ever seen anybody get tased? It's the funniest thing in the world. It is. It is the funniest thing in the world. Have you ever seen that? Because I don't care how bad you are. You be talking that noise. You Billy Badass. And a normal person, once they get hit with that taser, it's funny, because no matter what they're doing or how big a bad is, you know what you hear? Ah! And they drop like a rock. I mean, when I say they drop like a rock, they drop like a rock. You hear me? If you don't believe me, I tell you what, go and get tased. You'll never forget it. You know what, though? You know, I thought about that, though. I thought about that. You know, I think, you know, if you just tweak the current a little bit, you're going to buy you a taser. All right, y'all. Yeah, I'm going to tell it. If you tweak it a little bit, men, if you tweak the current a little bit, and you get it just right and you hit yourself with it, and you'll make your wife a happy person. Your wife, your girlfriend, your man friend, your girlfriend. I know, right? You'll make yourself a, oh, Lord, have mercy. But you know what? Once you do it, you got to keep doing it. Can you imagine that current going through you while you're in the middle? You know, when you're in the middle of getting it on, hell yeah, you got it going on. You're like, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. You got that button over there, and you tweak it real good. That current go through you, and it go through you, and it go through her at the same time, man. Now, look, understand this, right? Don't turn it on max, okay? Please don't turn it on max, because if you turn it on max, y'all may be in trouble. But, you know, just turn it a little bit. Let a little bit of that current come through. Huh? Think about it. It's electricity. What that's going to do for you? It's going to make something stand up. And for some of y'all, y'all needed to stand up, right? Leave that egg alone. Just get you a taser. I know I shouldn't be saying that, right? But get you a taser. Hook it to your ass. And every time you're ready to do, hit it a couple of times. I'm guaranteed you get something going. You know what? Y'all crazy out there. Y'all are. Y'all crazy. Guess what, y'all? I can feel it coming in the air tonight. Oh, Lord. Your breath smells so bad, I had to run. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. You know who you are there with that badass breath. Oh, man. Here we go. I got a caller. Oh, I got a caller on Fun Fridays. And you know what? That's what I'm talking about right there. Let me see who I'm talking to. Good afternoon. It's on Fun Friday on Let's Talk. What's on your mind?
Hey, Eric. This is Joe. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, Joe. What's going on, man?
I don't know what you're talking about, but whatever it is, see, I just got here, and you're one of the few hosts in BTR that actually picks up within a few seconds, so I have no idea what you're talking about, but I'd like to ask you a question about relationships, if it's not too far away from the topic.
All right.
Huh?
Friday. It's Fun Friday, so don't get offended by what I may answer, but go ahead. What about relationships?
Okay, here's the thing. Suppose you have, suppose you're married or you're in a committed relationship, right? And you really care for the girl. And you've put your boundaries up front about what you want from a girl, and you find out from her what she wants from you, and you get into this committed relationship. Now that you're in a few months, and she, and you ask her to do you either some favors, or you find that she's doing things that are irritating you, and you ask, and you communicate with her. Everybody says communication is the key. So you communicate with her about what it is that bothers you, about, or about getting confirmation from her about what she is willing to do, let's say at any particular time. How long would you put up with a woman who says, who doesn't do what she says? How long would you put up with that?
Well, Joe, being that tonight is Fun Friday, mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you how long I would put up with that. About 5 seconds.
About 5 seconds?
About 5 seconds. You know what, Joe? Because mm-hmm. I ain't got time for it. My brain is bad already. I got enough issues. You know, if I got to out there and make you do what you got to say, I don't need you. I got a child for that.
You know what I mean? You got a child for
that. I got to make a child do what he got to do. So if I got to make a grown person do it, you can do what? Get mm-hmm. your bags and steal.
Okay, that's my, right, that's my philosophy. But I was talking to some people who are marriage counselors. And they say, well, you got to forgive. And I say, well, I'm talking about a person who says that they're going to do things. I'm not pressuring them, but they don't do it. And they say, you got to forgive. So then this is a husband and wife team. And the wife gives an example like, well, you know, there are times when I overspend. I just can't help it. And I say nothing at that time, right? And uh-huh. I'm letting them talk on. And they're telling me that I'm wrong because I should be more forgiving. And I said, well, wait a minute. If I was doing that, for how long would the woman put up with me? And these two are religious. Let's say they're Bible thumpers. Okay? They're nice people. But me, I don't tolerate, you know, I can tolerate certain types of division. If a person can't help doing what they're doing, let's say you have an illness or you have Tourette's or something like that, you know, right? But I can't tolerate irresponsibility, and I can't tolerate somebody saying, well, I will do this, and then they don't do it. So look, I'm like
here's the bottom line, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
The majority of them that say, well, you got to be patient with them. They getting some dick or pussy on the side. I'm just gonna tell you like y'all know it's Fun Friday, right? So I'm gonna tell it like it is. If you don't like it, oh well. That's what's going on, Joe. Especially those marriage counselors, they the main ones who out there tipping on each other. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Look, somebody out there in those dang on orgies and things going on. So mm-hmm. As far as marriage counselors, I don't pay them no attention, man. Because half of them not married, they don't have kids, so they have no idea what the hell is going on. Most of them gay any damn way. So, oh, wait. That's right, y'all. I said it. It's Friday. That's right. Y'all know how I am on Friday. Y'all know how I am.
Well, you know, it's a nice couple. I'm not going to put them on blast because this is part of their counseling session with, people in their parish. Nice people, but when she volunteered sometimes I overspend, you know, and then I can't help it. And then he chimes in with, well, you know, you have to forgive and tolerate people. And we have, you know, we work through things and stuff like this. And I just felt like saying, you know, after I'm thinking about this, I felt like saying, you know what, dude, you're nothing but a fucking sucker.
You know what? You know what, Joe? You know what she overspending on? I'm going to tell you what she overspending on.
Mm-hmm.
Dildos.
Who knows? Who knows? Could be.
I was just saying, that was he overspending on. Like I said earlier, y'all, he on the spending, overspending on prostitutes now because they done raised their prices. Okay? so now he got to come out a little bit more. So he got to dip into her account, making her think she overspending, but he the one overspending. Because he got to pay more for them prostitutes he calling in now.
Well, who knows? You may be kidding, you know, and who knows? You may be serious. But I'm sure they're typical of the Bible thumpers, you know.
Yeah.
You know, and it's tolerated. And I didn't get into an argument with them, but I would have if the conversation lasted longer. But I, you know, and they said, well, your standards are too high. You want perfection. I said, no. What I'm talking about, and I had to repeat it 3 times. I still didn't get it. That the woman is telling me she's going to do certain things. I'm not pressuring her, although I wasn't introducing that part. I said, she's telling me she's going to do certain things, and then she ends up not doing it. And you're telling me that I have to be tolerant of this, even though she's volunteering to abide by her own word. And that's when, you know, she says, well, look, here's an example. You know, I overspend, and I can't help it. And I kept my mouth shut at that point because, you know, one's a minister, the other one's the wife of the minister. If it had been somebody else, I would have said, are you too fucking real?
You know what, Joe, you nice. Because on a night like tonight, it's Friday night,
mm-hmm.
and my show is sponsored by Thunderbird, the Blue Label, the American Classic. Oh, I would have to tell them like it was. Look, both of y'all lying, okay?
Yeah.
I'm just going to tell you the truth. Both of y'all lying. You know, you talk about one thing. You sleeping with every woman in the congregation. You sleeping with every deacon in the conversation. Talking about y'all marriage counseling. Y'all counseling something, all right. You counseling pussy, and she counseling dick. Or it may be reversed, but whatever. Y'all lying to me. Don't tell me no mess like that.
I know, you know, and you have to be tolerant, you have to forgive, you have to pray, and I'm saying, well, how long do you have to forgive? How long do you have to tolerate? You know, and then when she says, well, sometimes I overspend, now I understand the motivation behind it, because she wants a good sugar daddy, you know.
Yeah, you know, and that's the thing. What does she spend overspending on? See, she never said that, did she?
No.
Of course not, because she probably out there in the hood somewhere overspending. She even getting some trees, some concrete, or some sky. Okay, Joe, I'm going to tell you what I mean.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
When I say trees, and when I say trees, I mean that marijuana, okay?
Oh, the marijuana, yeah.
when I say that concrete, I mean that crack in that powder, okay?
Mm-hmm.
When I say that sky, I mean that LSD and all that other crap they take.
Mm-hmm. Who knows? But I bet you they're typical of, even if those who aren't religious, I bet you there are those who say, well, you know, you have to forgive. And to me, it seemed like I was talking to people from the Twilight Zone. How can you tolerate stuff like that? You know, the stuff that you tolerate and the stuff that you don't. So I think, you know, if I had a show, I would put that on my show as the topic of the night. How much should a person tolerate when your loved one keeps saying yes, dear, but in actuality keeps doing no, dear?
Y'all know what? Y'all hear that? That's the topic Tuesday on Let's Talk, all right? That's the topic Tuesday. So y'all write down y'all little responses. But as for tonight, I'm going to tell you, they doing something they ain't got no damn business. It's okay, though. It's okay. Mm-hmm. You know, that's like that preacher in Atlanta. He know he had AIDS, and he around here sleeping with every person in the congregation he can get, transmitting the disease. But he's supposed to be the shepherd of the flock, right? But he's giving AIDS to every dang on body. And I told y'all about sleeping with the ministers. If you want to go out and have something on the side, man, y'all don't do it in the church, I'm telling you.
Oh, God, that's disgusting. Jesus.
Yeah. But they out there doing it, Joe.
That's fucking disgusting. Fucking ministers actually knowing that they have AIDS and they're transmitting it to their flock. Oh,
yeah.
God, how morally corrupt are you people? God, ministers, go back and shoot yourselves. Do something, you fucking. Oh, you disgusting people. I imagine, you know, it's like the wrong people become psychiatrists. I would imagine the wrong people become pastors and ministers and priests.
You know what? And you know, some of them, I think they become priests. And boy, we ain't going to get on the priest, man. We ain't going to start
on diddling, the priest. Yeah, they're diddling all the boys and girls. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, and you're like, really, guys, really? You know, really? The little boys, you know, all the women that come through there, grown women, Y'all got to mess with the little boys. Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. That's crazy. But you know what, Joe? We ain't going to get too heavy tonight, man.
Okay.
It's Fun Friday.
Fun Friday.
And you know, this, it's Fun Friday, man. You know, I'm talking about everybody. Like I say, them prostitutes, man, they raising their prices. There's a couple of guys that got got arrested because they gave the woman some money. The woman took off with their money and talking about they need more money because this ain't the right price.
That happened in the Secret Service.
Oh, I'm sure it did.
No, that happened about 6 weeks ago. Obama's Secret Service.
Oh, yeah. When it was in what? There was overseas, right?
Yeah. I forget it was Argentina or Brazil or something like that. Yeah.
Right. Well, you know what? He just didn't want to pay. He thought he was going to get some free ass. That's what that was.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. And then they embarrassed the whole Secret Service. And you know, it's funny. You can shoot people. And there's nothing made of it. But if you get involved in some sort of sex scandal, boy, everybody wants to get interested, and they want to fire everybody who's involved. But if you shoot somebody, or if a cop is abusive towards towards somebody who's charged with a crime, hey, no big deal. I saw a video. It was yesterday, because there's a brand new video where a guy is on the ground, right? And
right.
The cop's standing over him, and they jumped out of the car and they tackled him for whatever reason, and I don't know what, and he starts about to throw up, because I don't know, maybe he swallows something and make him throw. He's on the ground, right. So the cop comes over and kicks him almost in his throat.
Wow.
And then they put the cuffs on him, and then they put him in the car. But why do it like that? Just, you know, that. And they do it out in front of people, and nobody's going to, you know, there won't be anything, no big deal about that.
Well, Joe, I'm going to tell you why they do it.
Because
them cops be on that tree, man. I'm going to tell you, they be on that tree. You know, they take them trees from them thugs and stuff, and they supposed to be turning them in. They only turn some of it in. Them cops be out there, man. They go and find them one of them. I'm telling you, if you ride around about 1 or 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning when everything is cool, calm, you find a cop sitting in the corner somewhere, he's smoking a tree. Trust me.
Yeah, well. I don't think. Well, most cops that are hired aren't that bright anyway. That's why they're hired.
Yeah. That's true.
You know
what, though, Joe? I tell you, I don't know, man. You know what the funniest thing to me, though? To watch somebody get tased. I find that is so funny.
Oh, when you hear the screams, I mean, all of a sudden, yeah, like,
I know, you know, they be talking that noise when that electricity hit them, and they just drop like a rock.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, you just can't help but laugh at them. I don't care what you say. I laugh.
I refrain from laughing because the poor fuck is in such pain. But it is funny when you hear those high-pitched noises. It's like,
You know why it's funny, though? Because if they would shut up and do what the officer told them, they wouldn't have to get tased. But no. You know, the Billy Badasses. It's the Billy Badasses. You know,
exactly,
they're going to take everything on. Yeah. All
right.
So you take on this little shot of electricity here and show me what you got going on.
Exactly.
But you know
right.
what, check this out, Joe.
Yeah.
I done figured out, though. If you get that current just right, no, listen, Joe.
Oh,
yeah,
I know where you're going. There
right?
we go. I know. It's Fun Friday.
You know, that current can work for you, man.
Yeah, I knew that was coming. I know. Yeah, Fun Friday. You know, hey, Tay's the guy.
Friday.
He's getting off on it. Yeah. Tay's the
Heck
bitch.
Yeah.
Oh, that makes a juicy pussy. Yeah. Right?
That's all I was saying.
Oh, God. Hey, this is Fun Friday, all right. Anybody who's been tased and been turned on by being tased, please call in.
You know what? They're embarrassed for that. You know, that's what I asked the women earlier.
Mm-hmm.
I say, women, if y'all done went out on a date with a man, and he done got y'all all bothered, heated and stuff, and y'all feeling it, and he dropped his pants, he got a prosthetic dick, what you going to do?
Hey, good question. Fun Friday, probably. Yeah, if he's got a pumped up prick, hey, I think that, you know, if she's all hot and bothered, why shouldn't she ride it?
Ah, that's a question. That's a good question.
Why shouldn't she? It's already prepared for her.
Yeah, pretty much, huh? As long as she ain't got no pins or something, she should be all right.
Right and ready. It's pointing in the right direction. Just hop on top and have a good... If they can take a dildo, they can have that.
You know, I told one of my friends that earlier today, mm-hmm. and you know what she said? She said,
"What?
Well, what is it hooked to?" I said, "I don't know, hell, a nub or something. I know mine is real."
They do surgery. It's amazing. They have surgical, medical science is really advanced to the point where, you know, it's amazing what can happen. It's because I got medical videos on obstetrics, on women's, how to treat women's conditions, how to treat men's conditions.
Uh-huh.
And they, you know, you can actually pump it up.
I know. Flip
up.
You know what? Flip Wilson had one of those. And he was on the Howard Stern show demonstrating it one night.
I'm sure Robin Quivers had a good time with that.
Well, you know, she sat in the little booth and giggled like the little idiot she is.
I've never liked that broad. All that hyena laugh all the time.
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
Jeez. I never liked her. She's a third rate fucking broad. Yeah. But yeah, I didn't know Flip Wilson had that, but can you you know what, there are some men I'm sure who are rich who have that and they don't want to, you know, if they get divorced. There was I think it was on LA Law a few years ago, you know, one of these attorney shows.
Uh-huh.
And a guy wants a divorce from his wife. So they're going through kind of a rough divorce. The attorney threatens to make this guy's penis implant public. And so therefore he wins the case, you know, for his client, which is the woman who's being divorced. You got a pumped up prick. Who cares? You know, if you can't get it up, you can't get it up. So what?
It is what it is, right?
Yeah. I mean, if a woman can put in $5,000 worth of implants to make her size A's become size double D's, why can't a man have an implant?
You're right about that. You're right. Okay. All right, hold on, Joe. I got to make an announcement.
Okay.
All right, y'all. Here we go. We got 2 minutes, y'all. 2 minutes. The train is finna pull in under the mothership. So if you go ahead and if you're just sitting there waiting, just go and get your drink ready. All right? Get your glass ready. Sit back. Relax. Because we're about to get to the mothership. And we toast the mothership tonight, y'all. And I told you. We toasting the mothership. So when you get going to get that drink, we got 2 minutes, 9 seconds. And we're going to toast it because we're going to go on a ride. We're going to go on a ride. We're going to leave this train and take a ride on the mothership for a moment. So get ready. Okay, Joe. Now, you know, I had to let them know that. We're going to go on the mothership for a moment.
Gotta pay the bills.
Hey, look. Check this out, Joe. Now, there was a guy in New Mexico, right? Mm-hmm. Now, check this out. He spent 5 months. Now, 5 months trying to break out his jail cell with a razor blade and a popsicle stick.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, what happened was he actually got his window out, right, in the bars. Mm-hmm. Now, this took him 5 months, though. He actually climbed out of the window.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I'm saying. Once he got to the bottom, right, all of a sudden, he changed his mind and climbed back into his second story cell using a bed sheet.
Well,
what kind of mess is that?
I guess he figured he couldn't make it.
But, I mean, you just spent 5 months. 5 months out there. Mm. 5 months trying. And once you get back, get down, you decide you don't like it and climb back up. Really?
Well, like I said, you know what happens? If they catch you, they add on, like, I don't know, 10 years to your sentence. So I guess he figured, you know, 5 months of wasted time is better than 10 years more in the hoosegow.
I mean, but he's out there already, so it don't really matter then, right?
Well, no, he's still inside the yard. He's still got to climb over the fence. He's still got to get past the guns of the guards. I guess he figured, well, I'm not going to do it. I'm going to die. Let me go back up. But how'd they find out that he was escaping?
Exactly. Because he hit the bottom. I guess somebody figured out, but it was by the time they figured out, he was back in.
Oh, okay.
So he was climbing back up.
All right.
Lord. And you know what? There's a female in Nassau County. I forgot where it was. She is suing the county because she had an affair with a policeman for 100 nights, more than 100 nights, while he was on duty. Now, she threatened to sue the county for $10 million because they didn't prevent the couple's steamy romance.
Exactly.
She said the police department officials were negligent for not keeping the officer from visiting her house while he was on duty. What kind of mess is that?
Oh, you see, this is the thing about broads. They never accept responsibility for their own actions, see? You were talking about Flip Wilson, the devil made me do it. That's their biggest mantra. Well, somebody else made me do it. The devil made me do it. I didn't do it. And now she's going to sue the police department for not preventing him from coming over to give her an orgasm. Oh, for God's sake.
Yeah.
You know what the worst thing would be? If she wins the case.
You know what? Yeah. Well, they didn't say whether she's going to win. I doubt if she's going to win that one, though. Come on.
I don't know. If you take a look at some of the jury verdicts, you don't know. You really don't know. Oh, and that brings up another topic, which is something, you know.
Okay.
I was selected for a jury pool a couple of years ago. And I'm going to tell people now, judging by what I saw in my jury pool, do not ever get arrested and go to trial because you will be tried in front of a bunch of fucking idiots. In my jury pool, almost everybody was a goddamn immigrant. People who could not understand the fucking English language. You do not want to be tried in front of this type of jury. And in America, I think in a few more years, if not now, 43% of the entire American populace is going to be immigrant.
Wow. Well, you know what? You better start practicing your Spanish, y'all.
Well, not just Spanish. I'm not talking about illegals coming across the border. I'm talking about everybody, people from Yugoslavia, Czechoslovakia, Russia, Mexico.
Well, you know, English is the international language, so as long as you learn how to speak broken English, you're all right.
Oh, really? You better not speak broken English around me. You can't speak English? I don't want to be bothered with you.
No, my goodness. Hey, Joe, check this out, y'all. Check this out, Joe. Hey, y'all. You know, I know a lot of y'all like tattoos. Y'all enjoy them tattoos, getting them tattoos. Now, some of y'all body is completely covered with tattoos, right? But let me ask y'all people, just how about getting a tattoo on your anus? Now, for those individuals that don't know what an anus is, that's your asshole, okay?
And not your wife. Yeah, right.
That's right. And there is a lady who has not one tattoo, but two tattoos there. One on top of another. So, you know what? What do y'all think about that? What would you do? I know if I'm a man and I'm getting ready to poke there and I see a tattoo with an eye looking at me, I may change my mind.
What's going to change my mind is the fact that it's an ass to begin with. Okay, but if,
you know what? I was about to say that.
Let's say I was into that, right? Then a tattoo wouldn't change my mind if I was already into it. But I know a lot of people say I'm gonna pump that ass, but you know, I wouldn't mind if the girl, you know, was really somebody that I thought was really, really hot, you know. But the idea of dipping, you know, even with the rubber, dipping my little old wick in a shit factory,
that is nasty.
I don't get it. I don't get it.
That's
you know,
nasty.
You may be nice and tight, but you know. I'm not that averse against it. You know, I mean, you give me a little hot chick and she says, you know, try do me here, you know, I go, oh, yeah, all right, if you really want, you know, and if it's really, really good, then I come back the second. But I haven't, I've never been attracted to doing that.
You know what, Joe? Mm-hmm. I don't know most people, many people that are, but apparently somebody is, because she got a tattoo there, so apparently she was trying to, you know, trying to get with somebody. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
she's trying to get with somebody.
Yeah. I figure, look, if somebody likes to do it in the ass, right? I mean, if consistently, that means that broad's pussy is not tight.
or the message, the person she messing with is not straight or
right.
not right.
Well, I'm not straight or not right. Or maybe he's got a pigeon prick. He's got a pencil for a dick, and he's got to put it in there. Who knows? But to me, I'm not thoroughly against it. I don't find it disgusting. It's just not my thing.
Yeah. I understand. Me either. All right. Okay, y'all. Y'all ready? Are y'all ready for this? All right. Hey, guess what, y'all?
Mm-mm.
It's a blue moon tonight. Know what that means when it's a blue moon tonight? That means the mothership is ready, y'all. Are you ready for it? Let's get ready for this, y'all. All right, now, what I want y'all to do, gonna get that drink in your hand. Gonna get that drink in your hand. I want y'all to close your eyes for a moment. All right? We gonna call on Isis, Thor, Shazam, Iron Man, Superman, Wonder Woman. We're calling on all of them, y'all. The mothership is beginning to hover. It's the blue moon. Are you ready? Are you ready? This mothership is sponsored tonight by Thunderbird, the Blue Label, the American Classic. Are y'all ready? Now, get ready, y'all. Get ready, because you know what? We're about to get the mothership going. All right, Joe, hold on. You're going to have to hold on for this one, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
All right, y'all. Here comes the mothership. You ready? Oh, I hear you coming. Y'all hear that, y'all? Oh, yeah. Come on, y'all. It's all right. It's all right. Gonna get them drinks ready, y'all. Gonna get them drinks ready. Gonna turn them drinks up. Come on. Come on. And we ain't talking about no shot glasses. Don't get your good one. That's right. Just the mothership. Hey, y'all. And us has come through now. To play. Make sure you give a good donation. All right? I needed to, you know, help me out with the building fund. Help me out with the show. As the place come around, what else can you give this to? I'm not big. I'm just asking. Whatever you spare, there is a little bit. Look up at the mothership. Look at the city fame. See the main city. Those are the mothership. That is the mothership. Take a look, y'all. And whatever it is you, make sure you donate. Make sure you donate. It's all good. And once you make your donation, you send them to Field Farm, Eric, and Paul at 111-333-2221. Now take a drink. Look for that drink, y'all. There you go. It's feeling good. I know y'all like it, but I'm feeling good about that. That's right, I'm even donating to my own cause. That's right, though. I know, y'all feel the groove going. I see y'all out there going back and forth. Yeah, because the mothership is rocking right about now. It's hovering over me, y'all. It's hovering. Oh, yeah, it's hovering. I feel it, y'all. Hey, if y'all out there smoking them free, that I'm talking about, I'm going to pick right about now. That's what I'm talking about. Because I'm puffing with you. We all rocking, y'all. All right. All right. Y'all feel it now? I'm going to start rocking back and forth. I'll pick another drink. That's right. I'm picking drink. The mothership is ready for you. I just wait on you. Yeah, you can feel it. Look at the ceiling fan. Watch the blaze go up now. You see? There's a quick drink right about now. I'm waiting for you. Join me on the mothership. Let's have It's so fine.
I'm ready, y'all. Ready.
Yeah.
All right. I want to thank you for the ride with me on the mothership, y'all. All right, Joe. We done paid the bills, man.
Mm-hmm. You know what Thunderbird's title should be?
What's that?
The wine of choice for United States servicemen. Because when I was in the service, there are a lot of people drinking Thunderbird.
Oh, yeah, man. Thunderbird, you know what? Mm-hmm. Thunderbird is so much fun. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Thunderbird is so much fun. And you know what? It's cheap.
That's why they were buying it.
You know what? Besides that Mad Dog 2020, man, Thunderbird is the bomb. It
Thunderbird's
is
pretty
the
good
bomb.
For the price.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Well, you know, they had to go up a little bit. You know, back in the day, it was only, what, $1.25, 75 cents.
Yeah. How much
is
it now?
Oh, well, you know, I had to get this one for like $2.99 or something like that.
That's still cheap.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you can't beat that, man.
Nah.
I mean, and it gives you a nice buzz. You know what I mean?
You know what? I should go out and I haven't drank any of that in years. I should go out and sample it again because I remember for the price, it was wasn't bad.
That's right.
Wasn't bad.
Yeah, that I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
You know, go and get it and put it in the refrigerator for a few hours,
mm-hmm.
getting nice and chill.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you. Talking about something good, you ain't got to worry about nothing.
Yeah, you will be in that mothership, huh?
Yes, you riding on the mothership. That's for real. See, like last week, the drink of choice was the Mad Dog 2020 Orange Jubilee.
Uh-huh.
See, so every week I have to introduce another drink. I think next week is going to be Boone's Farm.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I don't know yet. I may go with the Night Train, too, though. I haven't made up my mind yet. But it's going to be one of them.
Mm. Well, of the ones that you've mentioned, the only one that I know about is Thunderbird. I don't even know about that.
Really?
No, I don't know.
Oh, man. But, Joe, you need to try some of them other ones, man. If you're going to get the Mad Dog 2020, though, get the Orange Jubilee.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because that one tastes kind of funny. But the Orange Jubilee or the Grape? Orange Jubilee or Grape?
Mm-hmm.
I prefer myself to Orange Jubilee. You know, you can't beat that.
Well, who knows?
I know, right?
Yeah.
But see, here's the thing, Joe. If you're going to get that, though, make sure you got something waiting on you, all right? Because you're going to want to put a hole in something.
real energizer, huh? Okay.
Yeah, you're going to want to put a hole in something, okay?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm going to get my headboard ready. Okay. Here we go. Boom. Boom. Boom.
Woo! Wow. All right, ladies, Joe out there waiting on y'all next week, all right? So
that's right.
Oh my goodness. Hey, now let's talk about, you know, since we're on that subject, let's talk about some dumb criminals, okay? Florida.
Oh,
here
God.
I come, Florida.
More, huh? Oh God, yeah. they never stop.
No, they never stop. Florida. What the hell is going on in Florida? There was a Florida woman on parole for dealing stolen property, right?
Mm-hmm.
So she had to take, you know, the drug test. You know, every now and then she got to go on to take the test. This idiot hid someone else's urine in her vajayjay.
Mm-mm.
All right? Now, but here's the catch.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, the police used a body scan that revealed there was something hidden in her hoochie.
Right.
In her coochie. All right? Yeah. Now, the second thing that was wrong with this, which was the major issue, the urine that she had hidden wasn't clean either.
Yeah, so I thought you would come to that. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, so she, even though she had somebody else's urine, you know what, people, let me explain something to y'all people. If you're out there smoking them trees and you need to pass a urine test, if you sitting there smoking with somebody and you want them to pee for you, it's not going to work, people. Don't get the person sitting there smoking trees with you to piss up in something for you so you can use. You know why? Because that's dirty too, dummies. You know? That is just stupid.
I know. Good God.
And then she had a vodka bottle full of urine in her vagina. You know how big your coochie got to be to put a full bottle of a vodka bottle in your coochie?
Yeah, well,
really?
doesn't surprise me.
I mean, you talking about a vodka bottle, man?
Well, how do you think they get in, you know, when they have conjugal visits and the people in prison, how do you think they get the drugs passed in? They shove it up their ass and they put it up their coochie? Hell, what happens?
Oh, man. See, that's why I think that's one of the reasons why I don't do drugs no more. Because, I don't know, you stuffing it in your ass, come on.
Man.
I don't know. And you know what, that, like I was saying earlier, you come into the police department, you trying to see your loved one, and you get that ass crack itch, you know, what you going to do? You got drugs stuck up your ass, but your booty crack is itching, what you going to do? You got to make a decision, you know what I mean?
How about the mules that actually take balloons full of cocaine and they swallow it? And then the balloon bursts.
I know that. Oh, man. That's talking about nasty. Now, that is nasty.
Yeah.
You know, because you got to wait for them to poop it out.
plus, he or she is going nuts, you know.
Yeah. And then what if the bag develops a little hole, you know, from the acid in his stomach?
Right.
So you know it's, oh, my, that is just nasty, y'all.
I know. I'm going to let you go, Eric, all right? So I'll talk
all right,
I'll talk to you another time.
All right, man.
Thank you, Joe. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. All right, y'all. That was Joe, one of my fellow listeners. You know what I mean? Hey, y'all, don't laugh at Joe, because Joe with me on a lot of things, all right? Y'all see, Joe was with the mothership, right? That's what I'm talking about. Hey, did y'all catch that trip on the mothership? Huh? It's a blue moon tonight. If you missed the trip on the mothership, sponsored by Thunderbird, huh? The blue label. Check this out, y'all. Go outside and look at the blue moon. I know some of y'all can see it, right? Take a look at the blue moon. Take a toast. Hold it up to the blue moon, right? Say, come, mothership. I'm ready for my ride. That's right. I'm ready for my ride. And as the mothership begins to hover over you, hold your glass up a little higher. That's right. Hold it up a little higher. And as you hold up on the line, this is what I want you to say. I can feel it coming in the air tonight. Oh, Lord. That's right. That's all I want you to say. I can feel it coming in the air tonight. Oh, Lord. Now, as you say that, bring glass down a little bit and take a couple of sips of it. That's right. And as you take a sip, make sure you're looking at the blue moon or your ceiling fan. And you would notice you're on a ride. That's right, you're on a ride. A nice, smooth ride. That's right. You can't beat that. For the ride. For the money. That's what I'm saying, y'all. Get that ride in, okay? Get that ride in. All right, now. We don't run on mothership again, y'all. Hey, you can't help it, man. Can't help it. That mothership is riding. You hear me? You know that mothership is riding. Don't be talking about no please no more singing. I sing as much as I want to. That's right. You know why? Because this is my show. That's right. Just because you play the piano, don't tell me I can't sing. Right? Your choir can't sing. Ha ha! How you like that now? That's right. Hey, y'all, check this out, though. You know, speaking of singing and music, there's a woman in New Hampshire. She was arrested 4 times in 26 hours. You hear me? 4 times in 26 hours. What that average out to, y'all? What that average? 6.4, every 6.4 hours she was arrested. And you know why she was arrested? Because she was blasting Highway to Hell. The majority of the time. Huh? From a house. That was she was. So I guess she was on a trip. She was on a whole different trip than the mothership. You know what I mean? And then guess this one. Check this out. She was arrested. Right? She was arrested. Now, what happened was the police arrested her for the fourth time after her nephew said he tried to remove some of his belongings from the house. And you know what happened? She threw a freaking frying pan at him. I done told y'all about throwing stuff at people. If you got to throw stuff at people, you know what you do? You go in the house, get your drink, sit down and relax. Look at the mothership. The mothership is calm. That's right. If you can't listen, look at the mothership and not throw things at people, this is what you need to do. Smoke a tree. A tree will make you laugh at it, at them. If you can't smoke a tree, then you know what you need to do? Go and beat your damn head up against the wall. That's right. Whatever you do, don't be throwing stuff at people. People don't bother you. Huh? Especially if you're playing Highway to Hell. Really? That tells me you headed in the wrong freaking direction anyway. You know what I'm saying? Huh? You know what I'm saying? That's right. That's right. But guess what, y'all? See, I'm not trying to get on the women tonight, but you know what I'm about to get on? Y'all don't know. Ooh, y'all don't know what I'm about to get on. But I'm really about to make somebody mad. I'm about to, oh my goodness, y'all, it's about to be, oh, because I'm about to make some people mad up in here. Mm-mm-mm. Ooh. Somebody said, you know what, y'all, somebody said I left my singing on the mothership. You know what? It's okay. That's their opinion. But guess what? They can't stop me. Isn't that the lovely part of it? They can't stop me. That's right. If I want to sing, I want to sing. That's right. It's not bad as some people. That's right. Listen to them folk on Sunday Best. Yeah, I sound a whole lot better than they do. That's right. They be off key. They don't know what the hell they singing. And some of them just downright ugly. Be wearing them old bad clothes. And what's up with Kirk Franklin, y'all? Why is Kirk Franklin up there on stage wearing all that crazy mess he wearing? Huh? Why is Kirk Franklin wearing that mess? Is, you know what? Like I said last week, you know the women that need that somebody to say no? Kirk Franklin needs somebody behind the stage to tell him no as well. Because you know why? What the hell is he wearing? That damn jacket. You know, Kirk Franklin not that big anyway, right? He's not that big. So why in the hell is the jacket he wearing so damn tiny? What is he doing? Trying to be a Ken doll or something? Tell Kirk Franklin Ken is white. He can't pull that one off. Huh? Then them little black and white Oxford shoes. What the hell? Black folk don't wear that. That's right. I'm just telling you the truth. I'm just telling you the truth. Y'all know I'm telling the truth. And y'all be sitting there talking about Kirk Franklin and Sunday Best and what have you. What y'all doing? Living out your fantasies through Kirk Franklin, y'all? Huh? What you need to be doing is getting your damn kids ready for Sunday school. School the next day and getting yourself ready or giving your spouse some. You know, because some of y'all ain't give your spouse some in a couple of years. That's right. I'm telling you. And for the ones of you that's giving it to them, 5 seconds don't count. that's what I'm saying. 5 seconds don't count. So like I said before, if you're going to purchase a taser, you know, and give yourself a couple of shocks to make it last a little bit longer, go and do that, okay? That's right. I'm just talking about you. Wow. You know, somebody keep texting me, talking about we're both from Texas. That's bullshit. I'm from Florida. I'm going to tell you straight up. I'm from Florida. I'm from Jacksonville, Florida. That's right, the home of the Jacksonville Jaguars, baby. If you got a problem with that, oh well. I live in Texas. That's true. And you know what? It's okay about that, too. But I'm not wearing no my little son clothes on stage. That's right. I'm not wearing no black and white office shoes like I'm a little teenage cheerleader. That's right. Because I got somebody that's going to tell me, no, you don't need to go out there with that on. You know what? And now, I'm just telling you straight up. And you know what? Florida, what's going on with Florida? Huh? What's going on with Florida, y'all? I'm telling you, but the people in Florida is something else. There was a man, right? And I'm going to tell you, in St. Augustine, Florida. Now, for y'all don't know what St. Augustine is, that's not too far from where? Jacksonville. It's not even 30 minutes if you drive right. But anyway, this man called 911. Not once, but twice. Okay, he called 911 not once but twice. And you know why he called 911? Because he wanted a ride to the liquor store. Now, I know in some places, if you get too intoxicated, the police will give you a ride home. Okay? But to get intoxicated, to call the police to take you to the liquor store, are you crazy? Huh? Are you crazy? And you know what? Here's the conversation that the guy had. Dispatcher, this is 911. The caller, I need a ride. Dispatcher, you need a ride, caller, to the liquor store. What the dispatcher said? is probably a better response than I would have come up with. And you know, right? Because I would have said, are you fucking crazy? You know who you're calling? That's right. I said the word. What y'all going to do? But you know what's so bad, though? I'm going to tell you. You're dumb behind criminals. And this is what happened to the guy. The sheriff allegedly claimed that came and promised him that they were going to give him a ride to the liquor store. That's right. They told him, okay, we're going to come give you a ride to the liquor store. And you know what? He had to be on some trees, y'all, or that concrete. You know what I mean? Because you know what happened? He got arrested. Know why he got arrested? The misuse of emergency services. He should have got arrested for just being a dumbass criminal. I'm just going to tell you the truth. Why? Why? You know what? And some of y'all, if y'all on them trees and y'all can't handle them trees, this is what y'all need to do. Stop using them trees, smoking them trees, y'all. I'm just saying. Hey, check this out. You know, all you cafeteria workers out there, and this is what I want to tell y'all. You know, I know some of you cafeteria workers, you know, where y'all come from, man, I'm telling you. I know, you know, a lot of y'all work in the cafeteria, you know, y'all take some of that food home. I know y'all do. It's okay. Because, you know, we throw a lot of it away, right? All right, that's fine. And some of that food expires, right? But if it expires, then, you know, it's supposed to be no good, right? That's right. So you individuals in Sharpsville, PA, for those that are not aware of what PA is, that's Pennsylvania, right? Woo! The school district has won the right to eat expired food for free at their own risk. That's right. The people who work in the cafeteria, once the food expires, they can take it home and eat it, y'all. That's right. For free. Now, it's at their own risk, of course. But, you know what? You know what? And here's the thought, y'all. I know some of y'all saying, ugh, but everything that says it's expired is not expired. Okay? That's right. You know what? That's like going on, you know, having a date with somebody, you know, that you know they've been wore out over the years of their practices or whatever, but yet you still want some, right? That's right. But, you know, it's expired. You know, it just has been through so much to it's wore out. But you horny jokers, y'all don't care as one. Y'all still want some, right? And that's the same thing. That's right. So don't be talking about the ugh and yuck and all that good stuff. Because it's just like coochie on somebody that's been giving away a lot. I don't care how much they didn't give it away. If it's offered to you, some of you going to go out there and take it. That's right. You know what it is. You know what it is. Now, for the special guest tonight, because I told y'all I had something special for you, right? Now, I've been doing Fun Friday since, what, May? And you know what I thought about the other night? There's one group of people I have never said anything about. Now, I've talked about the Catholics. I've talked about the Baptists. I've talked about the Presbyterian, the Holy Rollers, the gays, the lesbians, the preachers, the couples. But you know who I haven't talked about? And you know what? They're going to get talked about tonight. Anybody want to send me something to guess who I'm talking about? Huh? Now, I'm going to tell you about these people. These people, they're quiet people. They are. They're quiet. You don't hear much about them. That's right. Until certain times of the year. Their leader used to be a very speakative leader, but now they don't speak that much anymore. Except it's among their own people, right? Are y'all ready for this? And you know what? When it comes to food, they have to have a special food, y'all. That's right. Oh, I'm about to get busy. You had to, and some of y'all buy this food. Y'all do. Y'all may not agree with what they do, but y'all buy the food. That's right. Now, when I was a kid, we used to have some neighbors. We did. And you know what? I'm not going to lie. I used to be hot for the mama because the mama was fun. You hear me? It was fine. That's right. I'm going to tell the truth. And you know what? For those listen to me that know what I'm talking about, I ain't talking about no damn counters either. I'm just going to put that out there. Okay? But what I am talking about is them bean pie people, y'all. Them bean pies back in the day, I didn't care about the bean pies. As long as she kept her window open at night, I can look out my window and see what she was doing. I was happy. You understand? Y'all know who I'm talking about now. Huh? Y'all know who I'm talking about now? And I don't care if you get mad, because I'm about to talk about peach cobbler. Who cares about peach cobbler? You know what you can do with peach cobbler? Put it on somebody's body and eat it off of them. That's what peach cobbler is about. As long as they can stand the heat, then let's be real. I don't think you want to put hot peach cobbler on nobody. Maybe warm peach cobbler. Yeah. Put some warm peach cobbler on somebody. You know what I mean? If you really like peach cobbler like that and you like the person you're with, yum, yum, said the bear. But let me get back to these bean pie people. You know what? I'm talking about them, y'all. You know what that was? That won't burn. That won't burn nobody. That's why I said don't put it on them straight and hot. They ain't going to burn nobody. If anything, well, you know what to do? Take the peach cobbler, get it nice and cold, and put it on the body and make the nipples hard. Now, since it's going to burn, let's make the nipples hard. Ooh, there he go again, y'all. Mama, there go that man. Okay. But anyway, as I was saying, you know what? Muslims are some interesting people. You know what I mean? Why they wear them little dumb bow ties? Huh? Why? It'd be 100 degrees outside. I told y'all it was coming, right? 100 degrees outside. You hear me? They got on this black suit with a white shirt and a black bow tie. Don't you realize black draws heat? And then some of them are black as they suit, so you really can't see them unless they smile. It is hot out there. I don't care what you said. I don't want no damn bean pie. I'm feeling sorry for you because you out there in the damn heat. But y'all know what's so funny, though? When it comes to the holidays, this is really funny. When it comes to the holidays, y'all, I'm going to tell you. You know how we have the turkeys and the chickens and what have you? I'm going to tell you what happened. I ain't going back to no dang on peach cobbler. Eat your own peach cobbler. Look, this is what happened, y'all. They have to have their stuff specially blessed. That's right. Now, here's my catch. Here's my story on this. How in the hell do you know your chicken is blessed different than mine? Huh? It's raised in that black backyard, right? It's still a chicken, so you're going to have to go somewhere special. You can't go and get it from the backyard. You got to go somewhere special where somebody supposedly prays for this chicken, right? Somebody's praying for the chicken. Let me explain this to y'all. I don't care how much the hell you praying for a damn chicken. Once it's time to eat, it's time to eat. When he die, he die. I don't care what you say over him. When it's time to eat, it's time to eat. I know some of y'all not understanding that. But you know what? And I'll probably make some people mad. You know what I mean? That's right. They have to have it breast. That's right. Now, you know I mean blessed. God dang it. The show tonight is brought to you by Thunderbird, the blue label, the American classic. Now, so if I say breast, then yeah, breast. It has to be breast. God dang it for all you perfect people out there. I ain't perfect. And I know you ain't perfect. That's right. I'm a titty boy. That's right. I love me some titty. And you know what? That's some of y'all problem out there. Y'all need some titty. That's right. Some of y'all need some titty. You know, because y'all know what else to do without it. And some of you women, you know what y'all need out there? I'm going to tell you straight up. You need some dick. That's right. But now that I said that, let me get back to what I was talking about. The Muslims, man. Okay, I'm glad you love your wife's titty. That ain't got nothing to do with me. Don't be offering your wife's titty to me online. You know what? There's some people, crazy people out here, y'all. Somebody actually offered me their wife's titty online. You know what? That's crazy. I don't want your wife's titty. It's probably sagging anyway. That had all them damn kids. You know what I mean? Hanging down to your neighbor. Down to your neighbor. The nipples so damn long, you can use them as damn fire hoses. See, you know what? You see what I'm saying? People be bothering me, man. People be I don't know why they bother me. They know I'll be bothering them, right? It don't matter what size the nipple is, man. They hang it down to the toenails, okay? Don't nobody want the nipples but a damn goat. And a goat won't even touch the damn nipples because they're too damn dry. They ain't putting out nothing. Speaking of not putting out, see, I was trying to. All right, y'all. Y'all got a reprieve. But you know what? I'm going to hit y'all next week. But check this out, y'all. Check this out. Have you ever had a girlfriend who booty was so big? When you got with her, you decided, how the hell was I going to handle that? Huh? Because, you know, you ain't got 12 or 13 inches, so what you going to do? How you going to handle that booty? Huh? Because, I mean, the hips are so wide and the booty is so big, you're like, man. Because what you're working with, you put it in there, you're going to lose it. Hell. So what do you do? You get on the mothership. That's what you call a mothership. If you call a mothership, the answer will come to you. And once it comes to you, it'll be okay. That's right. Speaking of being okay, you know what? There's a guy. I'm going to tell you straight up. There's a guy. And I... You know what? Some people are stubborn talking about where there's a will, the way you Facebook them. No, don't be talking about no Facebook them. Go on and say what you want to say. You put your face in it. That's right. You bury your face in it, and I hope they don't make you, hope they don't choke you to death because you ain't got no M because their thighs so dang old big. And I told y'all last week, but them folk with them thighs so big and can't air get through them. So what makes you think you're going to put your head in between their thighs? You're going to be able to breathe. Huh? Talking about you, at least you die happy. No, you'll die, suffering because you need some air. That's what you're going to die from. Ain't nobody dying from happy. Hey, check this out, man. This man, I got something for y'all. You know what? It's one thing to make love to your mate, okay? And like I say before, if you make love to your mate, you should know what's going on, right? You should know what's going on with your mate. I'm just going to tell you that. You know, you should know what's going on with your mate. Now, with that being said, how in the hell do you make love to your mate? I'm just going to tell you, how in the hell do you make love to your mate, right? For a whole hour and a half, okay, before you realize she's dead. How do you do that? I'm sorry. You know, most people will realize, you know, after the first couple of minutes, something not right because she ain't moving. She ain't breathing. But just one guy, I guess he never figured it out because he didn't have sex with her once. He had sex with her twice, y'all. You hear me? Twice. Not once, but twice. And then, once he was finished, he had the nerve to call the police. I'm telling you, he had the nerve to call the police, y'all. Talking about she was dead. Duh. Well, come to find out, y'all, guess what? She was dead before he even started having sex with her. Now, here's my take on that. I guess rigor mortis set in, right? Okay, this is what I'm saying. Rigor mortis set in. And as rigor mortis set in, the coochie got tight. So I guess it was tighter than it had ever been before, right? So instead of him trying to figure out why she wasn't breathing, why she wasn't responding, he had himself a good time for the first time since they've been doing it. Unfortunately, she was dead. And you know what? You can't even call that killer pussy. But you have to call that killer dick. Oh, Lord have mercy. I know, y'all. I know. Y'all saying I am just crazy. You know what I mean? But seriously, she was dead before he even started. I mean, come on, y'all. Dead before she even started. You know what that means? Huh, you know what that means? She wasn't no good in bed from the get-go. I'm going to tell you the truth. You know why? Because he couldn't tell the difference when she had died from when she was alive. She wasn't about that. That's all I'm saying. Now, you know what? We got about 15 minutes left in the show. And you know what? It's a lot of things I haven't talked about right now that I want to talk about. That's right. The Muslim got a break tonight because I came up with other things. But y'all can believe me, next Friday, it's hot and popping. So I don't care. Get mad at me. It's okay. I will survive. Okay, now, let's talk about some things going on in the neighborhood, y'all. You nasty-ass prostitutes. Let me tell you something. If you out there walking the street, trying to give your stuff away. Let me explain something to y'all. You need to have on some clean clothes. You don't need to have on no dirty, sorry, short shorts that you've had on for the last 2 weeks a tank top that don't fit, cause, and it don't matter because you ain't got no titties anyway, some damn flip-flop, as soon as you walk over the railroad track, the rocks eat your feet up, and you got to stop and hold up, and then you walk with a limp. Who the hell want that raggedy-ass pussy? I'm just going to tell you straight up, y'all, because it's just raggedy. And for all you individuals out there buying that, you're a nasty-ass your damn self. That's right. I'm just telling you like it is. That's right. And don't give me the – don't tell me it's okay because I don't care. That ain't worth paying for, people. That ain't worth paying for. So stop paying for that crap. That's right. Now, for you individuals out there walking around with these damn do-rags on, with these braids on, with these dirty-ass white beaters on, huh? Walking up yelling at these ladies, they riding in a nice car, and your ass walking, talking on a cell phone, why you yelling at these ladies? They don't want your sorry ass. That's right. They do not want your sorry ass. Huh? I'm just telling y'all like it is. Leave them damn ladies alone. They work for what they got. They don't want your sorry no working, no money having, slew footed ass. I can feel it coming in the air tonight. That's for those that say I shouldn't be singing. That's right. Because your breath stinks. You need to get that gum and let's have a chew. Oh, Lord, your breath stinks so bad, you make the chews run away from you. Oh, Lord. Do you remember when the crowd ran away? Because your breath just was too kicking. The police was called, they arrested your ass, and threw you against the wall. All right, y'all. All right. I ain't drunk at all. I don't know what somebody talking about. I'm drunker than Cooter Brown. Cooter Brown ain't got none on me, because I'm not drunk. I'm not. Hey, check this out, y'all. I got 12 minutes remaining, and you know what I'm talking about for the last 12 minutes? I'm going to tell you. It's summertime. Summertime is cooling down, coming down, y'all. Because some of y'all live in these states where it's still hot, right? That's true. It's still hot. And some of y'all, hey, you know what, though? Before I forget, I want to thank everybody in the state of Florida that has those big eyelashes on. Because apparently y'all took my advice and went and stood on the coast, on the beaches, and started blinking real fast. And because y'all blinked real fast, y'all kept the hurricane away from the state of Florida. And I want to thank y'all for that. Because I know it didn't take that much. It just took enough of y'all. Because y'all had them big old butterfly eyelashes on. And as y'all started blinking your eyes, you know, the wind that y'all generated kept the hurricane away from Florida. And I want to thank y'all for that. Because that took teamwork. That's right. That's the teamwork. And you know what else? For y'all who got that bad breath that I was talking about, you can whisper it in somebody's ear and burn their nose at the same time. I want to thank y'all, too, because y'all went out there and blew that hot-ass breath and pushed the storm away to make it go a little further around to the Gulf of Mexico. Thank y'all. Thank y'all. Oh, my goodness. I want to thank y'all for that. I will really do. Now, remember, though. Remember now, okay? So the next time a storm comes through, y'all go out there and stand on the beach and do the same thing, all right? You know, do the same thing. I don't think nothing about no damn eyebrows. Most of them getting them damn eyebrows tattooed. Why y'all want to get eyebrows tattooed on? You know what? And y'all going to pay these people all this money. If y'all want to add your eyebrows drawn, come see me. All right? I got paintbrushes and paint. I will paint with some permanent paint and put your eyebrows on. Why you want to paint eyebrows on anyway? Huh? That is just so stupid. You painting eyebrows on, getting tattoos for eyebrows. Why? Why? Like nobody can tell that you got fake eyebrows on. Really? How dumb are you? And then you're going to put the eyebrows, and oh my goodness, I almost forgot. Chris Brown, what the hell is going on with you, brother? Your hair, you done dyed your hair blue now. Really? Has Rihanna put it on you that bad till you have just lost your mind to where you don't know what the hell you're doing? Huh? Y'all know what's wrong with Chris Brown? Chris Brown is pussy whoop. I'm going to tell you straight up, Rihanna done put it on him so bad, he can't do anything about it. Until they get back together and she give him some more, he ain't going to be right. I'm just telling you, he ain't going to be right. He ain't going to be right. I don't care what y'all think about my show tonight because I'm having fun like I always do. That's right. This show tonight is brought to you by Thunderbird, the blue label, the American classic. Go to your local store. You should pay no more than $1.99, $2.50. Hey, enjoy it. Chill it for a little bit, and I guarantee you'll be all right. For those that's a little brave, get some Mad Dog 2020 Orange Jubilee. Mix it with Mad Dog, and I trust you. The mothership will arrive. But anyway, back to what I was talking about. You know what, though? Truly and for sure, I'm finna sing y'all a song. Okay? And I'm going to sing y'all, this song is going to be so good. Y'all going to want to put it on YouTube. Y'all going to want to record it and use some of the music for your own stuff. Okay? Are y'all ready? Okay, we're going to go ahead and do this in on the count of five. All right? You ready? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Now, that was a damn good song, wasn't it? I know some of y'all was ready. Y'all probably turned on y'all dang old computers at this, y'all damn recorders, did you? Ah, fooled you. Hey, guess what, though? Man, this is a holiday weekend, right? This is a holiday weekend. It's what, Labor Day weekend? Labor Day weekend. That's what I'm talking about, man. Labor Day weekend is so much fun. It is. It's so much fun. You know, if you're with your family, that is so great. Go on out there and enjoy time with your family. You know what I mean? Have fun. Go out there. You know, go swimming. If you're with that person in your family you really don't want to be with, go swimming with them. That's right. Go on and go swimming. I'm going to tell you why you go swimming. Because y'all listen to that? Huh? I'm going to tell you why. Because if you don't like them, take them to the beach. And make sure they swim out there far enough so they can meet Jaws. Okay, I'm not going to tell you. So some of y'all going to try that, right? I know some of y'all going to take your friends out there and talk about, go swimming. Go ahead. But you know what? Seriously, on a serious tip, though, okay? Thank y'all for listening to Fun Friday, because y'all, man, I couldn't have no fun. I really couldn't, because I do check and see who, you know, how many people listen to me, and y'all make it fun for me to get on here and act a fool. You know, because today is my release day, you know, because during the week I have serious shows, and I would like for y'all to listen to some of them shows, because they are good shows. But today is Friday, and Friday I have to release. And this train needs to have some fun sometime. So on Friday, that's why this train be riding hard, because we just have to have this fun, man. We do. We have to have this fun. So I'm glad y'all listen to me. And you know what? If I'm not funny, tell me I'm not funny, okay? Not like I'm really going to listen to you, but tell me I'm not funny anyway. And I try to be more funny. But know what you need to do? If you're going to tell me I'm not funny, I'm going to tell you what you need to do. This is what you need to do. Go and get you a damn drink and listen again. I'm going to tell you, go and get you a drink and listen to me again. And you know why? Because maybe I'll be funny then. You know what? I don't. Hey, it's my day. That's right. I service y'all. And for the ones that know what I mean, I service y'all during the week. But on Friday, it's my time. It's my time, people. And you know what? It's my time. I like that. I like that. But you know what, y'all? Check this out. On a serious tip. You know, we got some things going on in this country, and we really need to educate ourselves about what's going on, okay? So, with that being said, make sure you do your education, your research, okay, about what's going on in this nation. And then you make your own decision, and you vote. Now, I'm not telling you who to vote for. Just vote, okay? Just vote. It's okay. Start in your local area. Start in your house. You know, if people are eligible to vote, make sure everybody in your house goes and vote. And then try your neighbor house. And everything will be okay. All right? Now, with that being said, I'm getting close. This train is getting ready to come into the station. Okay? Once again, I enjoy doing this show for you. And I hope you enjoy the show. Okay? Tonight, the show was brought to you by Thunderbird. The Blue Label, the American classic. Okay. Now, once again, thank you for listening to Let's Talk Fun Friday on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Eric Jack, and it's been a blast. But it's that time, y'all. The mothership is getting ready to leave, and I got to get on it. Okay. So with that being said, hey, check me out Monday. My show Monday, 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, and the topic is, why not the military? Until then, have a good weekend. Enjoy yourself. I'm out. Have fun.
The first time and the last time. Pain still grows, so stranger to you.